Switching gears to a guy that has absolutely, I think, exceeded expectations as a Laker is Austin Reeves. I call him LeBron James. Some people call him the hillbilly mamba. You talk about that grit and that dog. Well, he is a restricted free agent this summer. He is going to qualify for that Gilbert Arenas rule, which allows teams to re-sign restricted free agents who are not first-round picks. And I want to ask you first, what are you comfortable paying for him? I mean, I'm thinking something 3 years, $30 million, maybe even 4 years, $45 million, full MLE. But where are you at right now with Austin Reeves?
Yeah, well, I'll preface it by talking a little bit about Reeves. I mean, I've been very impressed. I mean, I think we've all been very impressed with Austin Reeves. But, I mean, it's just incredible the type of basketball player that he's turned into out of nowhere. I mean, I think a lot of scouts deserve to be fired for not drafting Austin Reeves for what he's done and what he's turned into on this team. He's such an incredible shooter and shot creator and scorer. And these are things that you didn't think. I mean, I think he's had like three games this year where he's shot 100% from the field. Like that's unheard of. And he's shooting like six times. So he's an incredible shooter, incredible on the offensive side. He bails the Lakers out. He's also a clutch shooter. He's made multiple clutch three-pointers this year and last year. And on the other side, he's a great defender. He has the energy. He hustles. And he's just, he knows how to lock up some good scores on their side. So he's just done so much for this team. As far as extensions go, I think 100% they have to bring him back. They can't let the same mistake happen like they did with Caruso. Obviously, I'm not comparing the two, but I do think that that was a big loss not bringing him back. I think Reeves would be a bigger loss not bringing him back for what he's brought to this team. So I'm saying, like you said, somewhere in the maybe $12 million a year range, like 336. Maybe you can get away with a 444, something like that. I think that gets the job done, and I think it's 100% worth it because you do not want to let this guy go after, first of all, how much he's brought to this team, but also how much just guys like playing with him. I mean, the chemistry, I mean, with him and LeBron, with him and everyone, is just really off the charts. I feel like this is someone you can't make the same mistakes you made in the past. Learn from them and bring back Austin Reeves and keep him as a key piece of this core. I'm for sure taking Reeves over Hachimura.
Yeah, I mean, he's an absolute fan favorite. He's really a locker room favorite. You can see how his teammates feed off of him. We saw that moment early in the year against Josh Smith where he told him, "You ain't shit, I'll F you up." Yeah. That is really what he brings. And there's something to be said about that tenacity and really helping establish that culture. And that really, really, he feeds off that. So, yeah, I think that you look at those incremental improvements he's made. I mean, as a playmaker, he's gotten better. Yeah. As a shooter, he's gotten better. As a guy that really, he added that crossover dribble out of nowhere this season. So he's a guy that's continuing to get better. You look at his numbers, averaging in double figures, 11-3-2 on 50% shooting, 39% from three last night, 17-7-4 against the Grizzlies. And he's a guy that you can count on to have ice in his veins in big moments. Yep. Remember the shot he hit against the Mavericks last season? Yep. That's how I knew that this kid's special. But I want to ask you, Noel, do you consider him a must re-sign for the Lakers?
Honestly, I really feel like Reeves has broken out of a barrier that I feel like a lot of Lakers fan favorites fall into. And that's either that you stay a fan favorite for a couple plays and you know they're good for a couple things, or you really transcend into a player that is going to become a key part of the rotation. And Reeves has certainly done that. Yeah. I think back to someone like Matt Ryan, who hit that game winner earlier in this year and then kind of fizzled out and eventually the Lakers waived him. I think early back into Austin Reeves' career, we were all watching him thinking like, oh, damn, this kid, like, he's got some good plays. He has some reverse layups. He had the occasional chase down block. We're like, okay, we see something cooking. But now he's truly become every game. He's important to the wins. And he's leading comebacks. He's taking charges. He's cooking up in ISO plays while LeBron's out. And I think especially while LeBron's out, a lot of our success wouldn't have come if it wasn't for him. He's truly stepped up to playing in the city of LA. And like you mentioned, he really does have that tenacity and that hardworking ethic in him. He's busting out moves that we haven't seen before. And that says a lot to what he's doing in his free time, in his practice. I think he's learned a lot playing alongside guys like LeBron, Anthony Davis, probably even a little bit from Westbrook in his time here. But yeah, like Noah said, I don't want the Lakers to make the same mistake we make with Caruso. And I think we will feel it more, not just the front office, but us as fans. I think we've all come to love Caruso, and it's for a reason. He's one of the most clutch players on the teams. He's ready for those big moments. And I think that I'd be willing to give him like a 4-year $44 million or $38 million. Honestly, around that range is solid. He's never really going to knock those Caruso comparisons.
Yeah. I mean, Laker fans always compare Caruso with Austin Reeves because they're both basketball players, right? I mean, let's be honest, though. I mean, there's these comparisons between those two guys. But look, as a defender, we know Caruso has the edge. But offensively, to me, there's really no comparison. When you look at how fearless he is, how much he's improved as a ball handler, as a playmaker, I love the fact that he challenges some of the elite shot blockers in the game. I mean, he is absolutely fearless.
Last night against
Jaren Jackson.
He did an up and under against Jaren Jackson. I mean, just like three something blocks a game, and he's like, I'll take you in. Yeah. Like I'll go into your paint and I'll get a bucket in a tough way. I mean, yeah, he has like that the dog in him, like you like to say. Like he's fearless. I mean, he's not worried about who's on the other side. He's gonna get a bucket when he needs it, and he's gonna make the right play. And he just plays with such good passion that like it's impossible not to love him.
Yeah, and I think what I love most about him is his game is built on skill and not athleticism. Yeah, and yeah. I think he does have some sneaky athleticism in him. We've seen him go to the bucket. I love his two-handed jam when he just gets into the lane like that. But you're seeing him improve around the margins and him taking the best, making the most of this opportunity. And one guy that comes to mind, I'm calling him Baby Manu, because he's starting to remind me of Manu Ginobili, more of a right-handed Manu Ginobili. Yeah. The way that he can facilitate, the way that when he's in the game, it doesn't matter if he starts or he comes off the bench. When he's in the game, you know he's in the game. Yeah. You can feel him on the court. You can feel his presence. And I think that as a facilitator, as a playmaker, as a guy that can go out there and hit big shots, he's going to be invaluable for this organization. But yeah, I know I joked about the comparisons to Alex Caruso, but the most apt comparison is just the fact that they let him walk. Yeah. And they basically said, hey, we're going to go THT over you. And we know that that really was kind of the beginning of the end of that kind of last team for the Lakers and why they struggled so much, because they were so strong with their depth on the margins. And Reeves is a guy that he's young. I think has a bright future. I think that, yeah, there's something to be said about being a fan favorite and a guy that you kind of grow with this organization. Well, let's be honest. This team got a little geriatric over the last few seasons, and you want to really keep your hands on, hold on to some of these younger guys like the Austin Reeveses, because look, this is becoming an increasingly young man's game, and I think that it's going to bode well for him. So yeah, I think we're all in agreement. You have to bring him back. I would absolutely consider him a must re-sign.
I agree.
I absolutely think that he's a guy that, I think Caruso with the Bulls, sometimes he had his nights, he got injured, but I think Austin Reeves, for teams out there, he can plug into any team in the NBA and have an instant impact and help them win games.
And
so,
the thing with Reeves is not even in the numbers. Like, I mean, what, he's got like 11-3-2. Like, it's not like he's putting crazy numbers, but if you watch a Laker game, you're like, Austin Reeves made another play. Oh, the Lakers on a 6-0 run, an 8-0 run. That's all because of Austin Reeves. Oh, like, great defensive stop. That's awesome. Like, you see what he does on the court. It doesn't even matter what his numbers are, because you know that he's making an impact. And there are many games where you're like, the Lakers won this game because of Austin Reeves. Like, that's what it is.
It's the intangibles. It's the stuff that's not going to show up in the stat sheet at the end of the day. And the post-game show host may not even talk about it, but like, us fans that are really watching like every minute of the game, we see the value that he brings to this team and the value he would bring to any other team. Yep. So Lakers front office got to be very careful. They got to respect Austin Reeves, give him the money that he has deserved. And yeah, just, he's going to be a big part of this postseason run that we're hoping to make.
So. I agree.
Yeah, and I think you brought up a great point, too. He has this sense of when the team needs him to step up. I mean, when he goes 6-for-6 against the Warriors, has those 17 points, you know that that's what he needed. I mean, basketball's in his blood. His mom at Arkansas State averaged over 21 points per game, was the all-conference winner. So, yeah, I think that he's a guy that is going to absolutely be a part of this team for years to come.